This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. So excited for this week's 7 days, 7 podcasts. Definitely not something we do on a regular basis, but I'm excited about the kickoff of the spring 12 weeks to transformation. The 12 weeks to transformation for a long time has been my baby, my heart and soul, because I know what it feels like to want more and get in your own way. I know what it feels like to have these goals that matter so much and then feel terrible when you make excuses and you make exceptions and the time goes by and you're not getting there. And we can choose all the strategies and try to build all the habits in the world, but until we change the way we think so that those same old excuses aren't getting generated, those same old exceptions, the stories, the doubts, the delays, the fears, the drama, until we change the way we think, those things are going to come up for us. And that's why I care so much about the 12 weeks to transformation, because it is such a far cry from a do this, don't do that, do more of this, do less of that, and more about leveling up the way you think, the way you choose, increasing your awareness of the decisions that you're making. And I've shared this on a couple of the previous episodes, but it matters so much to me that I just want to say it again and again and again. I run in a professional circle with people who do a lot of coaching programs. And the general paradigm, how people are advised to do this, is kind of set it and forget it. You want it to be automated. You want it to make money while you sleep. And I get it. That makes a lot of sense. It sounds great from a business perspective, from an income perspective, but it sounds awful from an impact perspective. Yes, it will set you up for income, but not for impact. And I am in this for impact. And I believe that when I commit first to making a meaningful impact on everybody I work with, the income's going to take care of itself. So I am not a set it and forget it kind of person. Nothing that I do is set it and forget it. Especially not the 12 weeks to transformation. And we've made a lot of upgrades to it. Not only do we have one challenge per week, so we're really focused on just one thing every single week. And that allows when the new week resets, like you're not just doing the same thing for 12 weeks. Every new week is a fresh start, is a blank slate. We have one challenge. They build upon each other, resetting every single week. We've got these daily coaching audios because, hey, life happens. And it's so easy to drift and to get distracted. But to kick off your day with a little reset, with a recharge, with a moment of coaching to get your mind right, yes, please. I listen to them myself. I get them via daily text message, and I listen to it every single morning just to re-engage with what I want. Because if we aren't conscious about re-engaging, chances are we're going to drift. We have a live Q&A every single week. As soon as you register, I put your physical identity journal in the mail. That is a cornerstone piece of this process. And then there's the community piece and the coaching piece. I shared a video on Facebook and I think Instagram the other day where I showed you my coaching cards. And this is one of the reasons that I wanted to bring Sarah on board so that I could free up so much more of my time for coaching. And the way that I'm approaching it this time around is every client gets a card. And when I see their registration come through, their name and where they live is on the card. And then there's a couple of follow-up emails before we kick off, because Sunday, April 7th is our kickoff. And I just want to know, A, what brought you here? Why are you here? What is your primary goal? And then if we were to fast forward to the end of the 12 weeks and it was successful beyond your wildest imagination, what would that take? And those are the first things that I put on your card. And every single week, I go through every single card. And if throughout the week, maybe we've engaged on one of the live Q&As, maybe you've sent me an email, maybe we've engaged in our private Facebook group or on the discussion forums on the challenges, I make a little note of that. And every week as I go through the cards, I'm seeing who I've engaged with, who I haven't, who has a particular struggle or a particular thing that they are working on, and have I followed up? How's it going? What do you need? How can I help you? How can I coach you through that? And one of the Q&As that came up last Saturday on the podcast was, you know, is it wrong to think that I need help? And I think that it is very, 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 very right. Very right. To invest in a coach. Because the best people have coaches. Coaches can see things that you cannot see. Coaches are invested in your success even when you are off working, when you are juggling family life and all of those other things. So we're celebrating because the 12 Weeks to Transformation only opens up a few times a year. Last year it was 3, the year before that it was 4. It'll be either 3 or 4 this year, but I'm not sure which. Registration is closing in just a couple of days because we kick off on Sunday, April 7th, and I want to make sure to get everybody's identity journal out in the mail before we begin. So you can go to primalpotential.com/transform to learn more, to get all the details. We're talking about $16 a day for 90 days to change the way you think, to upgrade your life, to step beyond, out of your excuses, to overcome your limiting beliefs and create a new story about what is possible for you. primalpotential.com/transform, or you can go to the show notes page for today's episode, and I'll have all sorts of links for you there, links where you can learn more, links where you can register. The show notes page for today's episode, as you probably already guessed, primalpotential.com/581. Registration closes in a couple days, and if you've got questions about it, first, go to the page that's linked up in the show notes. You can just go to primalpotential.com/581. Learn more about it, like read the information, watch the video. If after that you're on the fence, you have questions, message me, email me, DM me on Instagram. I've even cleared out the rest of my week to have some one-on-one phone calls with you guys. If you're like, I'm in, but I've got a question. I'm in, but I've got a concern. I really want to do this, but I've got a few things I'd like to chat with you about. I've cleared my calendar to make that happen. I do want to make sure that you have first watched that video that'll be over on the show notes page to get all the information, what it is, what it's not, who it's for, who it's not for, my coaching style, the financial investment, the payment options, all of that. Get that information first over at primalpotential.com/581. 581, that sounded a little weird. And then if you've got questions after that, I'm happy to chat it through with you and see what makes sense for you. Okay, we are in day 3 of our 4-part Changemaker series. Now, I did these as live workshops last week, and we're kind of doing similar content, more condensed, straight to the point, living in perpetuity here on the podcast because that 4-night series was so popular. And quite frankly, I think this is the kind of thing that we need to revisit over and over and over. I shared yesterday that in CrossFit, before you join a CrossFit gym, you have to go through something called elements, where you're working either one-on-one with a coach or in a small group to make sure that you have the basic fundamental movements down pat. You're squatting well, you're deadlifting well, you're overhead pressing well. And I think that it would be a great idea for every member to go through elements every year just to revisit those fundamental basics. And I think the same thing can be true here with these 4 pillars of change. In episode 579, we talked about the first one, awareness, which is absolutely the foundation. If you have not listened to episode 579, go back, start there, seriously, because what we're going to talk about today, advancement, really builds on awareness. You cannot take advantage of the opportunities to advance your position if you do not have awareness. And then yesterday in episode 580, we talked about alignment, making sure that there is synchronicity between what you want and what you're thinking about, that your intentions and your attention are aligned, and that is the next layer on top of awareness. If you haven't listened to episode 579, well, awareness is the foundation. Alignment, I think, is the most powerful. So definitely make sure that 580, is on your listening list, because today what we're talking about with advancement builds on that. Tomorrow we'll talk about the final pillar, adjustment, but today we're going to go with advancement. If you have ever thought, if you have ever felt, if you have ever said, I get all geared up, I get this great big old plan, and then I don't follow through. Today is for you. If you feel like or have ever felt like or in the future ever feel like you just can't get back on track, this one is for you. If you are scratching your head wondering why, despite how badly you want your goals, you are still making the same excuses, no matter how many times you say you're not going to play that card, you keep playing it, today is going to be really, really helpful. Somebody messaged me the other day and said, I know what to do, but I can't get myself to do it. Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. You might not choose to, but you still can. If you tell yourself you can't, guess what? You won't, because you are in the process of talking yourself out of what you can do. Just because you aren't putting in the work doesn't mean you can't. But if you tell yourself that you aren't, chances are you won't. There's a mantra that I've used with my clients many, many times that is, can't lives on won't street. Can't lives on won't street. It's not that you can't, it's that you won't. And there is a difference. It's not that you can't, it's that you haven't yet. So how about we change that now instead of arguing for and rehearsing the idea that you can't? We talked about this a little bit yesterday, and it really comes into play in the advancement side of things. And that is when you give your energy to the problem, you are stealing it from the solution. So when we go back through all of those stories we've probably told before, I get all geared up with a great plan, but I just don't follow through. I can't seem to get back on track. I can't figure out why I keep making these excuses. Or I know what to do, but I can't get myself to do it. The energy is going to the problem, not the solution. When the energy goes to the problem, you are stealing it from the solution. And hello, I lived there. I lived there for so long. I'm just an emotional eater. I can do well for a couple of days, but then the wheels fall off the bus and I can't seem to pull it together until I get so sick of myself. And then the cycle begins again. I get it. We've talked in the last couple episodes about the default mode, the way we operate before we've established this pillar of change. Well, before we've really practiced implementing this idea of advancement, the default mode is spinning our wheels, not really getting anywhere. Thinking, planning, or even being in a frenzy of action that's not really directed, it's just generalized. And we're busy and we're trying and we're busy and we're trying, but we're not getting anywhere. And in Chasing Cupcakes, I tell the story about my mom's husband, Bob, in the snowbank. I love Bob. Bob's a good guy. And at the time that this story happened, he was just my mom's boyfriend. Now they are married. And I was moving out of a loft I lived in New Hampshire, moving to a new apartment in Massachusetts. And Bob, being the great guy that he is, offered to come and help me move. And so he comes with his pickup truck. And it was winter time, but it was a warmer winter day. And so when he backed his pickup truck up to the porch, he kind of went like up and over the snowbank. And in my mind, I'm like, he's going to get stuck. Please don't park in the snow. But seriously, we've got like a full day. The last thing I need is for Bob to get stuck in the snowbank. And I was like really trying to bite my tongue and not be really bossy. Like, should you do that? I don't think you should do that, because I'm very aware of like the fact that that can be a little annoying. So I don't know if I don't remember if I said anything or if I didn't say anything. But we load up the truck and we go to leave, and I pull out ahead of Bob in my car, and then I hear the unmistakable sound of tires spinning. And yes, he was absolutely stuck in the snow. But the thing is, he was trying to get out of it. He wasn't doing nothing. He wasn't just sitting there like, well, I'm stuck. No, he got out of the truck and he dug a little bit, and then he'd get back in and he'd jam on the accelerator and tires would still spin, and he'd back up a little bit and he'd go forward a little bit, but he was still stuck. And that is how so many of us feel. We're like doing things, we're trying, but we're not getting anywhere. And it seems like a month goes by and we're kind of in the same spot. A year goes by and we still have the same struggles. We have not implemented this fundamental pillar of change that can be applied to every area of our life, and that is advancement. And before we talk about how to live that out, how to implement that today, I want to go to another concept that I talk about in Chasing Cupcakes. Chasing Cupcakes, if you're new to the show or live under a rock, and the only reason I say that is because if you're not new to the show, then you know Chasing Cupcakes is my book, How One Broke Fat Girl Changed Her Life, and you can too. And you have to say it like that, a little twangy, because I don't know, it's just more fun. Anyway, so in Chasing Cupcakes, I talk about where we can get stuck in our own minds, in our own process, when it comes to trying to create change. And a lot of that happens when we are in either the sensing, seeking, or settling phases, but not spending a lot of time in the solving phase. So whatever the problem is, whatever the change is that you want to create, when we're in that sensing mode, it's all about how we feel about the problem. We're frustrated. We're disappointed. We're overwhelmed. It can even be positive emotions. I'm fired up. I'm ready. I'm motivated. But our energy and our attention goes to how we feel, the emotions around the change or the initiative. And a lot of people kind of stay there in their feelings about the problem, especially when it's those negative feelings of disappointment and doubt and fear. Sometimes you might go back and forth between sensing and seeking, right? You're in your feelings and then you're seeking a strategy. You're seeking more information. You are looking to learn more. In the seeking phase, we just want other people's opinions. We want to know all of our options. We have got a lot of questions and we are on the hunt for answers. And we can bounce back and forth between how we feel about the problem and seeking other people's opinions, other strategies, other solutions. And sometimes you might dabble a little bit in settling, deciding, you know, I think I'm going to try intermittent fasting. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Or, you know, the more I read about it, like maybe there is something to this keto approach. Maybe I really should be leading with fat in my diet or whatever it is. But we go back and forth between sensing, seeking, settling, giving little of our time, our energy, our attention, our effort to solving. So we're in our feelings about the problem, then we're searching for solutions, and then we're committing to a solution, and then maybe we take a few steps, but we go right back to how we feel about the problem. Maybe we broke a promise that we made, we didn't hold up our end of the bargain, and we're back in our feelings, and then we're looking for an alternative, and we stay in this cycle where we need to be is in solving. And in this chapter in Chasing Cupcakes, we talk about this customer service model of change and how if you call Delta because your flight was canceled, you want them to move as quickly as possible from the problem to the solution. You don't want them to stay for 10 minutes in how you must feel about the problem or how badly they feel about your inconvenience. Your feelings are not relevant here. I told you the problem. Let's move to the solution. You don't want them to entertain 67 million different options. Like, can we just, like, I just need to get there. Can we get there? Can we come up with a solution? And the notion is that in customer service, once we have a basic understanding of the problem, we want to move quickly and enthusiastically to the solution. And if we would love that from a $15 an hour customer service rep, well, I think we should hold ourselves to as high, if not an even higher, standard for the problems in our own life. Once you have identified the problem, once you have the most basic understanding of the problem, let's move quickly and enthusiastically. Wow, I ruined that one. And enthusiastically to the solution. So this pillar of advancement that can be applied to any challenge, problem, issue, area where you want to create change can be boiled down to one question. Are you advancing your position? When you sit there and talk about how frustrated you are, how hard you've tried, how much better it is than you used to do, are you advancing your position? No, you are not. When you gather all sorts of information and you think, well, maybe this or maybe that, or hey, I think I saw somebody talking about how they tried this. Are you advancing your position? No, learning is not the same thing as changing. And you can argue that it's a prereq, but we're not talking about that. We are talking about the things we give our energy and attention to that actually advance our position. Are you advancing your position? The next layer of that question is, what can you do now or next to advance your position? What can you do now or next to advance your position, to make progress, to move forward? What can you do? What is your next best choice? I used to tell myself, and I don't need this as a tool much anymore, but it was really valuable for me for a very long time, I have one more good choice in me. Because I used to always look for an out. Oh, this one thing won't hurt. And I was always talking myself into one less than great choice, one choice I didn't feel so good about. So I just flipped it. And I started always talking myself into one more. I have one more good choice in me. I have one more great choice in me. I have one more rep in me. I have one more good day. I have one more good hour. I have one more good minute. What is your next best choice? What can you do to advance your position? How can you use the power of your choice, the next thing that you do, the next thought that you think, the next decision that you make to move you towards what you want? You are always just one choice away from progress. As we did for the past couple days, I want to share with you some tools for advancement. And it begins with awareness, which is why I said, if you have not yet listened to episode 579, you must go back and listen to episode 579, because the number one tool for advancement, for creating forward progress in your life, is awareness. Because if you don't see that, if you don't have that, if you don't build that up, you just won't have all the opportunities to create that, to make that move, because you won't be paying attention. Not surprisingly, the second most important tool that allows us to create this advancement, to recognize and capitalize on these opportunities to advance our position, is alignment. Because just like in the example I gave where I was always looking to talk myself into one more indulgence, oh, it's just this one thing, tomorrow I'm going to be better. That represented a lack of alignment. That incongruence between where I wanted to go and the thoughts I was thinking prevented me from taking advantage of those moments to advance my position. So the second tool is alignment. That is why you must listen to 580. And if that's where you need your work, then stay there before you worry about this next step of advancement. Another tool is a simple question. What can I do? Training yourself to stop thinking about what you can't do, what you didn't do, what you haven't done, what you don't want to do, what you don't feel like you should do. In this moment, what can I do? Maybe you can't go to the gym today. Don't focus on what you can't do. What can you do to take great care of yourself today? Maybe you already had 4 donuts for breakfast. That's not relevant. What can you do now? What is your next great choice? And then the other tool is accountability. For creating this pattern of advancement, for building this skill of constantly asking yourself, what am I able and willing to do to move forward, to advance my position? Are you being accountable to yourself? Are you including anyone else in your accountability? I talked about at the start of this episode, the cards I have for my clients. When they register, their name goes on the card. When they answer those questions, why did you join? And if we were to fast forward 12 weeks and it was a wild, mind-blowing success, what would that take? And then every time we interact, it's going down on the card, whether that's in a live Q&A, whether it's in the Facebook group, whether it's in one of the discussion posts related to the weekly challenge, and then my standing meeting once a week to go through, okay, Alex was working on this. Do I know where that stands? Me or Sarah need to follow up with Alex. Same thing. I'm looking through some of my cards right now. We've got Sarah, different Sarah. who says she really wants to scale back on alcohol and sleep more. And her goal is to lose 2 inches over the next 12 weeks. And she really needs to increase her consistency. So I asked her to define what an increase in consistency would look like for her. And I've got a follow up on that once we get started. I've got Jessica here who says that she is really looking to make a change in her career. But she's not exactly sure where to start, and she wants to use this process to think more clearly. And we came up with a filter that she's going to use for these questions that she's coming up with. And I've got to check in and say, did you create this filter, and what did you put through it, and what are you doing about it? And that is one way. A coach is a great way to have accountability. Certainly not the only way, but it is a way to create that accountability. And like we did the past couple days, I want to share with you what some of my clients are saying about this process, because my perspective is my perspective. You might be thinking, oh, well, it's easy for Elizabeth to say, and I will remind you, not so easy. I am the girl who spent most of my life extremely obese and obsessed with food and hiding it from everybody. But I digress. One client said, before the 12 weeks to transformation, self-care was foreign to me. I had lost a good amount of weight through listening to The Golden Rules of Carbs and Fat Loss. That's episode 195, if you're curious. But had not made the mindset changes necessary to allow me to be happy with my results. I was frustrated with almost everything as I had allowed myself to feel like I had no control over my life. I wanted consistency and also to find joy in the process. I joined the 12 Weeks to Transformation because I knew it was the right time to make some bigger changes. I was stressed and unhappy and decided to focus some real time on self-development. I wanted a little structure and a little more support in my journey. As a result of the 12 Weeks to Transformation, I have completely changed my mindset. The biggest things that I've learned: I am the only one standing in the way of my growth, that I am powerful and capable of anything I set my mind to, and that everything can be viewed from infinite perspectives. I've developed better routines, which contribute to consistency. I've worked to build habits to automate as much as possible, and I've started working out again as the next step in my journey, and I've changed the shape of my body completely. I've learned to work towards internal goals instead of external targets, and in doing so, I've developed confidence and a better idea of who I am and who I want to be. Two more. This one says, before joining the 12 Weeks to Transformation, I had made a lot of changes in my life. I came out of a 2-year depression by making positive changes one small step at a time. My eating, my exercise, and my health were good. My mind felt much better, but still, I felt like something was missing. I wanted to be happy, to feel amazing, like I was living up to my full potential. I joined the 12 Weeks to Transformation because I wanted more. Many of the changes I had made were inspired by listening to the podcasts. EB's infectious enthusiasm inspired me. If I could get so much information out of the podcast, imagine what I could get out of the 12 Weeks to Transformation. I didn't have any specific goals when I joined, and that was a bit frustrating, but as I journeyed through, I discovered many things about myself and the power I have. I feel now like I'm waking up for the first time. Things have shifted for me in that I have more awareness of what I want, and that's always been a big weakness of mine, and that I can change and be the person I want to be instead of the person I have always been or the person others have wanted me to be. Last one here says, before the 12 Weeks to Transformation, I was frustrated with the emotional attachment I had to food. I felt guilty if I ate something that wasn't in line with my goal, even if it was worth it, even if I enjoyed it. If I was having a bad day, I turned to food to comfort me, usually something sweet, and I would eat it until I felt sick. I was also stuck in a pattern of all or nothing thinking and dieting. I was disappointed in the cycle, and I wanted better for myself. I had been listening to the podcast for about a year before I decided to join. I had already made some improvements based on the podcast. I had been journaling every day, although my journaling dramatically improved with the 12 Weeks to Transformation. I started adding in hunger levels and moods. I had also developed a solid habit of a fat loss friendly breakfast, which helped me lose about 10 pounds. My sister asked me to join the 12 Weeks to Transformation, and I was on the fence. But I decided to try it, and I'm so glad that I did. I've come so far. I hit my goal weight, and I've been able to maintain it for over a month. I've gotten so much better about getting rid of past drama associated with food. If I eat something, I enjoy it. I enjoy it fully, and I don't beat myself up afterwards. If I make a decision that wasn't in line with my goals, I journal it, how I feel, then I move on and work on making my next choice a good one. I've noticed that I'm all around a happier person. It's helped me with my goal of becoming debt-free. It's helped me at work. It's helped me at the gym and even at home with my relationships. If you're thinking about signing up for the 12 Weeks to Transformation, do it. But do it with an open mind and no ego. Be willing to ask yourself hard questions that may lead to even harder answers. Be willing to make changes that will improve your life. Don't plan on this being a passive process or one that will be spoon-fed to you. It requires you work on yourself and be present, and it is 100% worth it. So this tool of advancement, this pillar of change we refer to as advancement, how can I advance my position? What are the tools? What are the steps? I would begin with identity journaling. I really would. And if you're in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, your identity journal goes out in the mail the day you register. And if you're not, listen to episode 559, and that can be a good starting point for you. The second way to really build advancement, this pillar of identifying and capitalizing on opportunities to advance your position and move in the direction of your goals, tell the story you want instead of the story you don't want. Stop telling the story of, I can't, it's hard, I didn't, I suck, I'm unmotivated. Tell the story you want and refuse to tell the story you don't want. The past is not relevant here. Focus on where you want to go, not on where you've been. And then the third thing is consider getting a coach, even if that's not me. If I'm not it, cool, that's fine. But if I am, this is your chance because we only open up registration for the 12 Weeks to Transformation a few times a year. It's open now. It closes in a couple of days. We kick off on Sunday, April 7th, and you can learn more at primalpotential.com/581 or primalpotential.com/transform. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking about the fourth and final pillar, which is adjustment. Where do you need to make some changes? Where do you need to adjust the strategy to accelerate progress or maybe accelerate your enjoyment of it? Maybe remove the suck factor if there's a suck factor there for you. What do you need to adjust to either get more results, get faster results, get different results, or enjoy the process more? We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. We're doing 7 days, 7 podcasts to celebrate the fact that registration is now open for the spring 12 Weeks to Transformation. It closes in just a couple more days, so you can learn more on the show notes for today's episode. Make sure you watch the video to get all of the details. If you're serious about it, minimum investment is the time to watch that video. And after you do that, if you have questions, if you're on the fence, if you have reservations, let me know. Like I said, I've cleared out until Friday of this week to have some conversations with folks who are like, I really want to do this, and I think I need to talk to you about a couple of things. I'm making the room in my schedule for that because when it's closed for at least 3 months. So that is the deal there. primalpotential.com/581 or primalpotential.com/transform. 581 is going to take you to the show notes. Transform is going to take you to learn more about and register for the spring 12 weeks to transformation. You are worth it. This is your time. I really hope I get the opportunity to work with you this spring. Whether I do or whether I don't, make today amazing. Every choice is a chance. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.